ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे परमानंदमाधवम् यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्र रुद्र मरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः सांगपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः अथ कर्मयोगो नाम तृतीयोऽध्यायः 16th verse onwards is read here एवं प्रवर्तितं चक्रं नानुवर्तयतीहयः अघायुरिन्द्रियारामो मोघं पार्थ स जीवति यस्त्वात्मरतिरेव स्यादात्मतृप्तश्च मानवः आत्मन्येव च सन्तुष्टस्तस्य कार्यन्न विद्यते यस्त्वात्मरतिरेव स्यात् आत्मतृप्तश्च मानवः आत्मन्येव च संतुष्टः तस्य कार्यन्न विद्यते सो इन दिस इंट्रोडक्शन इंट्रोडक्टरी भाष्यम भगवत्पाद मेड इट वेरी क्लियर आत्मानं विदित्वा Nivruttamityajnanaha. People who are free from the erroneous perception of the self, free from the wrong knowledge of the self, having understood the real nature, are the Brahmanaha. And such people are free from all forms of activities. There's nothing that has to be done by such people other than the only thing which has to be done by them is what? Atma Jnana Nishtha Vyatirekena Anyat Karyam Na Asti. They do not have anything else to be done other than ascertaining the knowledge of the self which they have already attained. To Shravanam and Manam, they have attained the Jnanam. Clear knowledge they have. They need, all that they need is only ascertainment of the clear knowledge they need. So for this, for that, they have to just be contemplative. They have to live a contemplative life. That's all. Nothing else needs to be done. For anything. They need not do anything for antahkarna shuddhi. They need not do anything for mental preparation. They need not do anything for the attainment of jnanam. They need not do anything for attainment of moksha. Because they know their swarupam. They already prepared, already attained the jnanam. They've gone through the shravanam and mananam. And they know they're already free. They need to ascertain this fact which they've already understood. That's all they need to do. And for ascertainment, they need to be just contemplative. There's nothing else need to be done. Therefore, Bhagavan says in the following verse, Yastvatmaratirevasyadatmatruptascha manavaha atmanyevacha santushtaha tasya karyam na vidyate. So here, such a wise person is Atmaratihi, one who revels in his own self, which means who is not dependent on realization. One's own self means whose vision is only everything is only the self. And atma triptaha manavaha yaha manavaha atma triptaha. Whatever a person achieves, satisfaction is not possible. But this person, merely by discovering his own surupam being Atma Brahma, and he has discovered absolute satisfaction. As a result of just having taken ownership of one's own self being Atma the Brahman. Therefore, the person who is no more dependent on anything else in the world for his happiness also, Atmanya santushtaha, one who is happy in himself. Only for such a person, karyam na vidyate, there's nothing which has to be done. There's no such thing called a to be done action, to be done things for a person. Tasya karyam na vidyate, there's nothing which has to be done by such a person. Okay, this we have seen already. So the Bhashyam part, which I quickly read it because we were late. Yahatu yastu sankhyaha. The person yastu sankhyaha means what? A sannyasi, renunciate. A sannyasi who also is endowed with the knowledge of the self being Brahman. Such a person, and Atmajnana Nishtaha here. He is not even simply with the knowledge of the self being Brahman. He has doubt-free, ascertained, clear vision of self being Brahman. The everything being Brahma. So Atmajnana Nishtaha. And such a person, Atmarati, already he is reveling in the vision of fullness. The way already he has the luxury of reveling in the vision of fullness. Atmanyeva ratihi, which means na vishayeshu. He does not revel in the external world of objects. He does not revel in the objects anymore. So vishayeshu ratihi yasya nasti. Saha atmanyeva ratihi, atma ratihi. Bhavet. Atma triptaha cha, atmana eva triptaha. Means the person is not dependent on the enjoyment of external objects in the form of food, etc. Anna rasadina. Sometimes people do not fight, they try to become satisfied. They try to satisfy themselves by doing so many things, enjoying the external world of objects, by eating different food, or going to different places, doing different things. So, anna rasadina yaha manavaha manushyaha na anna rasadina triptaha. His satisfaction is not because of the type of food he eats, or the where he eats, where he goes, not depend upon the place. No. He is not dependent on any external objects. But just being himself, he is satisfied. Saka manavaha manushyaha sannyasi. Such a person is renunciate. Atmanyevacha santushtaha. He is happy in himself. Santoshaha hi bahyarthalabe sarvasya bhavati. For everyone else, the happiness or pleasure is in gaining something external other than oneself. So bahyarthalabaha, in the gain of something, some external object, external anything possessed, any possession, in accomplishment of any new possessions, in gaining anything other than external things, everyone else has happiness. Everyone else. Sarvasya bahyarthalabe santosha bhavati. generally, for all the people, happiness is in gaining something, in accomplishing something, in achieving something, in attaining something in the external world. But tam anapekshya, but without requiring, without being dependent on anything external other than the self, the person who is happy is the one who is happy in himself. Is atmanyeva santushtaha. Means sarvataha vitatrishnaha iti etat. Yesterday also explained this, vita vigata trishna yasmat. The one from whom the craving has gone for good is vitatrishnaha. Sarvataha vitatrishnaha. The person whose craving has gone for good, there's no more desire for anything for him on his part. Such a person is vitatrishnaha, sarvataha vitatrishnaha. The one who is totally dispassionate towards everything else. Yesterday I said, for a person who is aspiring for jnanam, the dispassion will be towards everything else other than the knowledge of the self. His passion is only for the jnanam. Whereas for a jnani, even the passion for knowledge has gone because he already attained it. Therefore, his passion is total. And the person of total dispassion is said to be vitatrishnaha. Only for such a person is said to be atmanyeva santushtaha. One who is happy in himself. Yaha idrushaha atmavit. That person who the knower of the self. That person who is of this sort of knowledge. Who is the knower of the self in this manner. Tasya, for such a person, karyam. Karyam is equal to karaniyam. There's no such thing which should be done by him. Karaniyam na vidyate. Karyam na vidyate means karaniyam nasti. For such a person, there's nothing which should be done, accomplished. Iti artaha. This is the meaning. It's all about a jnani. Again, kincha.
Naiva tasya krutenarthaha na kruteneha kaschana na chasya sarva bhuteshu kaschidarthavya pasrayaha. These verses are very much like the verses, almost the same meaning of the verses you found in the second chapter. The verses describing the Sita Pragya, presenting the Sita Pragya Lakshanam. Again, the Sita Pragya Lakshanam is given differently in these verses. Moreover, Kincha Naiva tasya krutenarthaha na kruteneha kaschana na chasya sarva bhuteshu kaschidarthavya pasrayaha. Naiva tasya krutenartho na kruteneha kaschana na chasya sarva bhuteshu kaschidarthavya pasrayaha. When we were doing Nitya Gita Jnana Yajna, I did explain this to you. If you do not want to break, you have to say with holding a breath. if you cannot hold the breath, you have to break it. Naiva tasya krutenarthaha na kruteneha kaschana na chasya sarva bhuteshu kaschidarthavya pasrayaha.
Tasya means tasya jnaninaha, for that wise person. Who is that wise person? Paramatmaratihi. Paramatmaratihi means yaha ramate paramatmani saha paramatmaratihi. Yaha parame atmani ramate saha paramatmaratihi. The person who revels in the vision of one's own self being the absolute truth, absolute self, that person is paramatmaratihi. For such a person, for a wise person, tasya paramatmaratehe, for the person who is endowed with the ascertained vision of one's own self being paramatma, for him, kritena, tasya is the meaning of the word tasya. Kritena, kritena means what? Karmana. So kritam, even though it's a participle, it should be taken as a noun. Kritena means by any action, karmana, by performing any ritual or mundane activity or a secular, sacred activity, or even a ritual. Kritena, karmana, arthaha. Arthaha means what? Prayojanam, the benefit. Naiva asti, you take the naiva from the beginning to the last. Naiva asti, prayojanam naiva asti. There's no benefit at all for such a person who revels in the vision of one's own self being the absolute self. For him, there's no benefit at all by the performance of any ritual, mundane activity, or a religious sacred activity. I mean, there's no prayojanam. Why? Any karma is performed for a given result, and the result is expected for accomplishing something, achieving something, ultimately for one's happiness. And that happiness, whatever happiness is expected through the accomplishment of something, achievement of something, fulfillment of something, by doing something, that happiness this person already has as one's own nature. Therefore, for him, there's no benefit. There's no fruit. So, tasya jnaninaha paramatmaratehe karmana kritena prayojanam nasti artaha nasti. Tasya kritena artaha nasti, naiva asti, never. Tasya kritena artaha naiva asti means tasya paramatmaratehe karmana prayojanam naiva asti. Na akritena kaschana. Astu, okay. Tarhi, then akritena. Akritena means what now? Akaranena. By not doing something, pratyavayakhyaha anarthaha. There's no any ill effect. Anarthaha, there's no ill effect of, ill effect otherwise known as pratyavayaha. Pratyavaya papam. Pratyavayaha is what now? Akarane pratyavayaha. When the nitya naimittika karmani are not performed, so the non-performance of what should be done will result in what? The pratyavaya papam. So to avoid the pratyavaya papam, one must do one's nitya naimittika karmani. This is what is instructed in the karma upasana khandas. Akarane pratyavayaha. Nitya naimittika karmanam akarane pratyavaya dosha. Definitely, if a person does not do what should be done in terms of nitya karmani, naimittika karmani, then naturally he will incur the papam known as pratyavaya papam. That's why, and also then prescribe, what now? Prayaschitta karmani also prescribed. Whereas for this jnani, if a jnani does not do anything, akaranena, by non not performing any nityamittika karmani also, there's no such a ill effect known as pratyavaya papam for a jnani. Akritena pratyavaya papam nasti. In fact, for a wise person, there's neither punyam nor papam. Why? He does not have enjoyership. Jnani, who has discovered his own Swarupam being consciousness, existence, Brahma. For him, identity with the body, mind and complex being not there, naturally, he is free from enjoyership. He is free from the wrong notion that he is the enjoyer. Because he is also free from the notion he is the doer. He is free from doership and enjoyership. Therefore, there is no punyam for him, there is no papam for him. Again, as a person reveling in the vision of fullness of happiness, he is not dependent, he is no more affected by the problem of sense of inadequacy centered on I. So being free from this fundamental problem of sense of inadequacy centered on I also, there is no need for him. There is no emotional need. Therefore, the desires also do not rise. If at all there are some desires, they are only non-binding desires. Therefore, the person, there is no benefit at all for him by doing something. Or by not doing also, that the person does not attract any pratyavaya papam. Pratyavaya akhya anarthaha akaranena nasti. He explains further. Na akritena ihaloke kaschana kaschidapi pratyavaya prapti rupaha atmahani lakshanaha va naiva asti. Or there is no any ill effect which harms the self, which brings any harm to oneself. Atmahani lakshanaha means in the form of something which brings any harm to oneself. Which is the pratyavaya prapti rupaha. So there's no ill effect in the form of pratyavaya, which in the form of causing any harm to oneself. Akrutena ihaloke, in this word, by not doing anything, for a jnani, there is no pratyavaya papam. There's nothing which brings any harm to him. Nothing which causes any unpleasant thing for him. Nothing can cause any unpleasantness for the person. Therefore, atmahani lakshanaha va pratyavaya prapti rupaha kaschana nasti va naiva asti. Does not at all. So, jnani does not have any pratyavaya papam at all, even if he does not do anything. Cha asya sarvabhuteshu brahmadis tavaranteshu. There's a na is there. Don't think I have left it. I'm going to add it later on. Asya sarvabhuteshu brahmadis tavaranteshu bhuteshu. Sarvabhuteshu means what? Sarvabhuteshu means brahmadis tavaranteshu bhuteshu. Sarvabhuteshu asya kaschit vyapashrayaha nasti. See, ashrayaha, shrayaha, refuge. Ashrayaha, refuge. Apashrayaha, again, dependence. Vi apashrayaha, vyapashaya, vi, apa, a, three prefixes. Vi, apa, a. And what is the noun? Vyapashrayaha. Vyapashrayaha means dependence. Artha vyapashrayaha, dependence for accomplishing any of the purusharthas. Kaschit, sarvabhuteshu tasya nasti, asya nasti. So there is no such a thing called, there is no dependence at all for this person, for this jnani, upon anyone in this world, for anything in the world, for accomplishing any of the anything in the world. There is no need for him to accomplish anything. Therefore, there is no dependence also upon anyone, anything in this world. Though it is said here, Asya sarva bhuteshu vyapashayaha kaschit nasti. Sarva bhuteshu brahmadisthavaranteshu bhuteshu. When you say brahmadisthavaranteshu bhuteshu, kaschit artha vyapashayaha. There is no dependence at all on the part of this wise person upon any of the beings, right from Ishvara Brahma onwards up to the ordinary beings in the world, beings in the form of even immobile beings, sthavaranteshu, plants, etc. There is no dependence at all on the part of this wise person upon any of the beings, which means he is no more dependent even on Ishvara. Very important. Brahmadi. See, sthavaranteshu implies what? This person is no more dependent on any living beings. He is not dependent on any even non-living things. He is not dependent on living beings in this world. Is not dependent on even the celestial beings in the higher worlds. Is not even devatas, not even the individual living beings. Is not dependent on the individual living beings, his fellow human beings. Is not dependent on non-living things. Is not dependent on the celestial beings, the beings of higher order. And he is not even dependent on Ishvara. So threefold beings, okay, the non-living things and living beings of this world, fellow human beings in this world, then the beings of the higher world such as devatas. We do a lot of devata aradhanam. You can see people invoking the grace of devatas. Kubera puja, that puja, this puja. Nothing wrong, but I'm saying dependence on devatas, devata aradhanam. Whereas, depends on Ishvara Samashti Aradhanam also. This person, Atma Jnani, Brahma Jnani is no more dependent on even Ishvara. When a person starts his life as a Karma Yogi, see, knowing the Purushartha, the commitment to the pursuit of Jnanam, when a person begins to live his life as a Karma Yogi, then he shifts his dependence from the world to Ishvara. Why? Already the person knows the world is not a source of happiness. The world is not responsible for his unhappiness. Therefore, a Karma Yogi, being free from likes and dislikes towards the world, without being dependent on the external world for his happiness, he shifts his dependence upon Ishvara. He shifts his dependence from the world to Ishvara. He is dependent on Ishvara for his happiness and security. When he lives life Karma Yoga. When he becomes mentally prepared. And when he is able to go through the discipline of Jnana Yoga. When he goes through Shivanam and Mananam gradually. In due course of time when he attains Jnanam. And he shifts his dependence from the Ishvara to the Self. When, after going through the discipline of Nididhyasanam, when the person has the clear, doubtful, ascertained vision of one's own self being the only reality, Brahma, and which alone is the of the whole cosmos, in such a vision, the person who's ended with such a vision is here, Atmajnana Nishtaha, therefore the person is absolutely independent of even Ishvara. Which means there's no the person who has cognitively shifted his dependence from Ishvara to oneself, because he sees oneself being non-separate from Ishvara. He sees Ishvara as one's own self. understanding Ishvara being one's own self is what? Becoming self-dependent. That's how the person, he is a person of self-dependence, is a person of total independence. Is what is it is said here, Brahmadis Thavaranteshu Bhuteshu Kaschit Arthavyapashrayaha. There's no dependence for what? Arthaya Vyapashrayaha. There's no dependence at all for accomplishing any end. He is no more dependent on the pursuing Artha, for the pursuit of Kama, for the pursuit of Punyam, Dharma, for the pursuit of Jnana, for the pursuit of Moksha. Why? He is accomplisher of jnanam, is accomplisher of moksha. Accomplisher of moksha is accomplisher of all four purusharthas as it were. Therefore, there is no dependence at all for accomplishing anything in the world. Arthavyapashayaha nasti. So, arthavyapashayaha, Bhagavad-Pada explains here, prayojana nimitta kriyasadhyaha vyapashayaha. Very beautiful definition of vyapashayaha. Vyapashrayaha is a masculine noun and the following word vyapashrayanam. Hope you're all following. Vyapashrayanam is noun gerund, which is a neuter noun. Vyapashrayanam. Vyapashrayaha means total dependence. And here prayojana nimitta kriyasadhyaha vyapashrayaha. So dependence upon activities, dependence upon things which can be accomplished through some form of activity, either dependence upon the benefit of possessing things and accomplishable through some activity or the other. Either accomplishable either through the religious rituals or through mundane activities. So prayojana nimitta kriyasadhyaha vyapashrayaha vyapashrayanam. Vyapashrayati is the verb. Shrayati, ashrayati, apashrayati, vyapashrayati. The verb. Vyapashrayaha, vyapashrayanam. What is vyapashrayaha? As I said, a dependent. Heavy dependence. So, prayojana nimitta kriyasadhyaha vyapashrayaha. Dependence for the purpose of some benefit or the other through the accomplishable through either religious act ritual or mundane activity. This is vyapashrayaha. Arthavyapashrayaha. So he says, Nacha asya sarva bhuteshu is equal to brahmadistavarenteshu bhuteshu kaschite arthavyapashrayaha means what? Prayojana nimitta kriyasadhyaha vyapashrayaha vyapashrayanam. Prayojanaya vyapashrayaha. This person whose dependence is on something, some benefit or the other, which can be accomplished through a specific ritual or mundane activity, is prayojana nimitta kriyasadhyah vyapashrayah. Means what? Alambanam. Alambanam means what? Leaning. Hanging. So emotional leaning is vyapashrayanam, alambanam, means emotional dependence. I must accomplish this. I should get it, otherwise I cannot be happy. I should meet this person, I should talk to this person. Otherwise, you know, if I miss the presence of people around me, I miss the presence of things around me, I miss the enjoyment of things, if I miss watching television, if I miss watching, you know, a movie, if I miss the telephone, if I miss, I think the whole world will miss. If I miss anything, if there's missing, a person is missing something in life, means what that is, the missing is a symptom of what? Symptom of the disease of dependence. That's why it said alambanam, emotional leaning. Kaschit. So he says, bhuta visesham ashritya sadhyaha. Bhuta visesham. Bhuta visesham. What visesha? Bhuta means being. But visesha means the specification of beings. See, things, anything which can be accomplished, depending upon, suppose it can be artha pursuit or kama pursuit or punya pursuit or even moksha. Anything which can be accomplished, with the help of or through any of the beings of various specification means what? Here I said non-living things, the possessing non-living things, house, lands, etc., cat, and possessing even the cattle wealth, horses, cows, etc. And also human beings having manpower and having money power in this world, or dependence, heavy dependence on the manpower, money power, the positions, and even non-living things and also living beings, and emotional leaning on fellow human beings, the associations, company. And also sometimes, apart from this, we don't feel satisfied. And we have to do something or the other to please devatas. So heavy dependence on devatas. I need the grace of these devatas. Depends on devatas. And dependence on Ishvara is what is said to be dependence on beings of various specifications. So, bhuta visesham ashitya sadhyaha kaschid artaha nasti. There's nothing which has to be accomplished, which is accomplishable, but depending upon any of the beings in this world for him. Bhuta visesham ashitya sadhyaha kaschid artaha nasti. There's nothing which is to be accomplished by this, for this person, for a jnani, depending upon any of the beings in the world. Yena tadartha kriya anushteya syat. Therefore, if there's a dependence upon any of the beings for accomplishing anything, then the action, the ritual pertaining to that must be performed. Okay, whereas with jnani, there's no dependence, therefore there's no need for him to do anything. So having talked about a jnani, no, Shankar Bhagavatpada, the concluding sentence says, what Bhagavan intends, what Bhagavan has in his mind. Bhagavan's heart is brought in this last line. What Bhagavan, it seems, Bhagavan thinks, that Arjuna is not such a jnani. Therefore, he should do his duty. Who need not do any jnani? Only a jnani. Who need not do anything? Who need not do anything? Only a jnani need not do anything. But Arjuna is not such a jnani. So jnani, for whom by doing something, there's nothing, there's no benefit. Jnani, if he does not do any karma, he does not attract any pratyavayadi papam. The jnani for whom there's no dependence at all upon any being in the world, any of the beings in the world, for accomplishing any of the ends. For such a person, there is no action. There's nothing to be done. Whereas Arjuna is not such a jnani. Therefore, he has to do his duty. To imply this, the last sentence is said here. Natvam etasmin sarvataha samplutodakasthaniye samyak darshane vartase. The last sentence is the sentence presented by Shankaracharya. The sentence which reveals Bhagavan's mind. It seems Bhagavan thinks, hey Arjuna, tvam samyak darshane na vartase. You are not in such position, such state of having the clear vision. Samyak darshane tvam na vartase. Arjuna, you are not in such state of having the clear vision of the truth obtaining as one's own self. So here he mentions he quotes a verse, the sentence from another verse. Sarvataha sampruta udakasthaniye samyak darshane na vartase. Which means, first of all, Bhagavan means Arjuna is not in that state of a wise person having clear vision of the truth, clear vision of the Atma. He's not a jnani. And who is a jnani? Jnani is the one for whom there's no dependence at all upon anything. For him, all the shastras have served their purpose. A jnani is no more dependent on the shastras. Veda shastram or any shastram. All the shastras have served their purpose. If Atma jnanam is there, all the shastras have served their purpose. It's as good as having all the shastras served their purpose. That's why it is said, sarvataha sampluta udaka sthaniyaha. Jnani is the one who is in the position of sarvataha sampluta udakam. The position of seeing the reservoir of water being useless in a place of floods. If there's a place of floods, and there a small reservoir of water is not no more use, is of no use for him. And the reservoir of water cannot be seen separate from that the place of floods, the place of floods. He can see only floods everywhere. He cannot see separately one reservoir of water. Again, if even there, the reservoir of water is of no use. In the same way, here, a jnani who is no more dependent on anything else in the world, he is said to be sarvataha samprata udakasthaniyaha. For him, in whose vision, what is there is only Brahma. And that Brahma, he sees that Brahman as one's own self. Therefore, she sees everything as oneself. Nothing which is separate from him. Jnani who sees Brahman as one's own self, who has this doubt to ascertain Vishnu of one's own self being Brahman, cannot see anything else being separate from himself. Therefore, everything being one's own self, the second thing being not there, is not possible at all for him to depend on anything else. The dependence is not there for a jnani, because in his vision, there's no second thing. Relatively, he may see a second thing, which is mithya, which is non-separate from himself. Absolutely, there's no second thing. Absolutely, second thing being not there, how can he be dependent on a thing which is not there? Therefore, there's no dependence. There's no dependence. The second thing must be really there for you. You must see this as a second thing other than myself, which is real, and the possession of which will make me happy. Such an understanding is there, then dependence is possible. Then one can aspire for that second thing, whatever he is dependent on. Then one can work to acquire it. So there's no dependence at all. Again, jnani is free from both raga and dvesha. See, being free from raga and dvesha means what? Being totally independent. The total detachment means being free from both passion and aversion. Jnani is free from raga dveshas, free from passion aversion, because the passion towards anything in the world is not possible for a jnani. Jnani has no passion towards anything in this world. There's no liking towards anything in the world, because nothing in the world is source of happiness. He's not dependent on anything in the world for his happiness. He knows this very clear. And he, because his own sarupam is happiness, being self-dependent, he's not dependent on world of things for his happiness, because he knows the world is not a source of happiness. Therefore, there's no liking towards anything in the world. Jnani is free from dislike also, aversion also. Nothing in the world can make him unhappy. The jnani who's reveling in the vision of fullness of happiness as one's own sarupam cannot be made unhappy by anything. Nothing in the world can make happiness unhappy. A happy person can be made unhappy person, but happiness cannot be made unhappy. The jnani who sees one's own self as happiness cannot be made unhappy. Therefore, there's nothing in the world which can make him unhappy. Therefore, jnani is free from aversion also. Again, passion and aversion is possible towards something only if a person sees something to be different from oneself rather than oneself. I like this, I hate it, I dislike it. So liking or disliking is possible only if a person sees a second thing other than oneself. Absolutely. So all likes and dislikes are relative, because objects are also relative. Absolutely, there's no second thing. Therefore, passion and aversion also is not there for a jnani. Therefore, the person who is totally, a person of total detachment, total dispassion, the one who is free from all likes and dislikes, Pacha jnani, is a person of samyak darshanaha, samyak darshanam, the person of clear vision of one secondless non-dual reality, a person of clear vision is the person who is endowed with a clear vision of one secondless non-dual reality. He is the one who has the position of being in a place, a position of seeing everything as oneself. Thereby, there's nothing to be accomplished for him. Therefore, nothing to be done by him also. There's no dependence at all. Such a person is said to be free from vyapashrayaha, artha vyapashrayaha. But as Arjuna is not such a jnani, therefore Bhagavan says, samyak darshane na vartasetvam. You are not in such state of a jnani with a clear vision of seeing everything as Brahma. Therefore, that Arjuna, Bhagavan intended that Arjuna must do his duty. Arjuna must live a life of karma yoga. Okay. Next verse. Yataha evam. Because in this manner, Bhagavan continues, tasma dasakta satatam karyam karma samachara asakto hyacharan karma paramapnoti purushah tasma dasakta satatam karyam karma samachara asakto hyacharan karma paramapnoti purushah. These beautiful two verses, 17th and 18th verses. Bhagavan presented the definition of a jnani. And having talked about a jnani, Bhagavan says now, Bhagavan insists Arjuna that he should live a life of karma yoga. How does he say that? Tasmat, therefore, Arjuna. Therefore means what? Tvam etasmin samyak darshane na vartase. You are not in such a state of a jnani who has a clear vision of the truth being the whole. Therefore, you should do what now? Karma samachara. Karyam karma samachara. May you perform your duties which have to be performed. May you do your duty which should be performed by you. Always. Satatam karyam karma samachara. Karyam karma means, karma here is a duty. The karyam is what? Which has to be performed. May you do your duty which should be performed. Always. But, do your duty how? As the one who is free from attachment. Asaktaha. A very important word is asaktaha. See, all of us are choicelessly doing our actions. But we are very much attached to the results of actions. We're very much attached means what? We are dependent on the results of actions for our happiness. We are dependent on the results of actions for our peace. We are dependent on the results of actions for our security. This dependence, when you do it with the dependence, then we do it with attachment. We are saktaha means we are attached means. And there'll be anxiety. Anxiety about the results, how it's going to be, whether it will be successful or a failure, whether it will be beneficial for me or not. How much benefit am I going to get out of it? Will I lose it? All sorts of anxiety will be there. But once a person performs his duties, what is to be done? Without any attachment. How is it possible for a person to do any action without attachment, without being dependent on the results of actions? Puja Swamiji made it very clear. It's impossible for anyone to do any action without expecting the result. Of course, you must expect the result. One can perform one's action only expecting the results. Expecting the results, for the results, one must perform the one's duties. Nothing wrong. That is how one can perform. Performance of action itself is for the result. Therefore, everyone performs actions expecting the results only. Nothing wrong in it. But we must remember the fact. We need the results for living this life. But we must be prepared also, whatever will be the result, we must be prepared to accept them as prasada, with sameness of mind. Because we should know the fact that results are determined by Bhagavan, the of natural laws. Again, in keeping with our punya papa, is one thing. Second thing, a person knows happiness, Bhagavan, the truth obtaining as one's own self is the only source of happiness. A person knowing this, therefore I have to discover my own sarupam for happiness. The person who knows happiness is one's choice, this goal, and that happiness is only accomplishable, that everlasting happiness is accomplishable only by discovering the truth, discovering one's own self, because one's own surup means happiness. So discovering one's own self is a discovery of happiness. Therefore, a person becomes committed to the pursuit of jnanam. Such a spiritual person is a karma yogi. The karma yogi, the person who lives a life of karma yoga, knows the value of jnanam. Therefore, he is committed to the pursuit of jnanam, because the happiness is ultimate goal, is not something to be attained, it is something to be discovered, arrived at as one's own nature. Therefore, he is aspiring for jnanam. So having jnanam as the ultimate goal, the person who lives his life of activities, having his focus on mental preparation, is a karma yogi. Therefore, the person knows no result of action can be a source of happiness. Therefore, the person is not dependent on results of actions for his happiness. So not being with this understanding, not being dependent on result of action for one's happiness. Expecting the result, wanting the result, one must perform one's duty always, but without being dependent on the result of action for one's happiness and security. Bhagavan says, tasmat asaktaha satatam karyam karma samachara. May you do your duty always, without being dependent on the result of actions for your happiness and security. Asaktaha hi karma acharan. So performing one's duties without dependence, without attachment. Indeed, asaktaha karma acharan, performing one's duties without attachment, in due course of time, a person definitely becomes qualified. A person becomes blessed with definitely the mental preparation required for the attainment of jnanam. Thereby he attains jnanam, and which is nothing but attainment of the absolute goal, mokshaha, discovery of happiness. So he says, asaktaha karma acharanne purushaha paramapnoti. The person accomplishes the absolute goal ultimately by living a life of karma yoga, performing one's actions without attachment. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. Tasmat asaktaha. Asaktaha here means what? Sangavarjitaha. Sangavarjitaha. Asaktaha is equal to sangavarjitaha. As the one who is devoid of attachment, free from attachment. Satatam, you'll enjoy simple language. Sarvada, always. Karyam, karyam means kartavyam, which should be done, which should not be avoided at all. Niyatam karma, nityam karma. So the karyam here, the meaning of the word karyam in the verse is the duty which should be performed choicelessly. Bhagavan says here, Bhagavad Pada says, nityam karma. Nityam karma, the prescribed duties which should be choicelessly performed, which should not be, which cannot be avoided at all. So karyam means kartavyam. Kartavyam means one's duty. Duty means nityam karma, prescribed duty. So samachara means nirvartaya. Nirvartaya, hey Arjuna, may you carry out your regular duties, which should be done by you always without attachment, as a detached person. And asakta, why you should perform with attachment? Asaktaha, he. The he here means what? Yasmat. Yasmat means what? Because. The reason. Asaktaha samacharan. So performing, samacharan, performing, doing your duties without attachment means not being dependent on results of actions for one's happiness, but depending on Ishvara. So depending on Ishvara means what now? Doing everything in the proper attitude as an offering to Ishvara. So Ishvarartham karma kurvan. So here Ishvaraha means having Bhagavan as the ultimate goal. Who is Bhagavan? The truth obtaining in everything is a truth obtaining in one's own self. One's own, obtaining as one's own self. The truth obtaining in everything else is a truth obtaining as one's own self. So Ishvara is the truth obtaining as one's own self, which is happiness. The Ishvarartham karma kurvan. So performing one's duties with the proper attitude as an offering to Ishvara, ultimately having Bhagavan as the, Ishvara as the ultimate goal. But here Shankaracharya says, param, what is paraha here? Paraha is moksha. Why moksha is paraha? Because absolute, the ultimate goal, absolute goal is moksha. Paramapnoti means the person attains moksha in terms of knowledge. The person discovers everlasting happiness as one's own nature. So purushaha. Again, so purushaha apnoti. The person attains moksha, discovers moksha, performing one's actions, having Ishvara as the ultimate goal, performing one's actions with detachment, as the person of detachment. How? Simply living a life karma yoga, performing one's duties always, having Bhagavan as the goal, and without attachment itself will bless a person with moksha? No. it will contribute for antahkarna shuddhi, mental preparation in terms of mental purity. Thereby indirectly, he says, indirectly it will enable a person attain moksha. So Shankaracharya says, sattva shuddhi dwarena, sattva shuddhi dwar, very important. So this living a life of karma yoga, meaning performing one's duties for the sake of Ishvara, having Ishvara as the goal, as without any attachment, as a person of a detachment, when a person performs in due course of time, the person attains atsattva shuddhi. The person attains mental preparedness in terms of purific mental purity. So through thereby, sattva shuddhi dwarena, a result of having mental purification, the required qualification, purushaha purushaha paramapnoti, ultimately the person attains jnanam. So such a life alone, living such a life of karma yoga alone, contributes for the sattva shuddhi, mental purity. That is how the person becomes eligible for going through discipline of jnana yoga. Especially, that is how the person becomes the person of contemplative disposition, mental disposition. Then he attains jnanam, he discovers freedom. He becomes a person of accomplishment. This is the meaning of this verse. See, in the previous verse, I explained this already. Let me remind you again. In this Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Pada, as Bhagavan emphasizes, Bhagavad Pada also reinforces this. Why a person should live a life of karma yoga? See, without having mental preparedness also, one can go through the discipline of shravanam. And repeatedly going through the shravanam, a person can go through the discipline of mananam also. But even a person can attain jnanam also. But if jnanam has to be assimilated, ascertained, the jnanam has, one has to enjoy the benefit of jnanam, the person must be contemplative. And being contemplative means presupposes being endowed with a contemplative mental disposition. The contemplative mental disposition is not at all possible without pure and steady mind. So steadiness is important. Without purification, without purification, it is not possible to be contemplative. Because jealousy, hatred, anger, fear, even slightest degree of all these impurities will be big obstacle. Therefore, no choice. In order to attain jnanam and to enjoy, to ascertain the jnanam and to enjoy the benefit of jnanam, to have a contemplative mental disposition, one must choicelessly live a life of karma yoga. Already emphasized. Therefore, Arjuna, may you do your duty. Nitya karma may you perform without attachment. Because doing a duty without attachment contributes for mental purification. Thereby, being qualified for the attainment of jnanam, a person definitely accomplishes jnanam and discovers freedom, which is simultaneous. Yasmat cha, because it is said again, karma naiva hi samsiddhim
आस्थिता जनकादयः लोकसंग्रहमेवापि संपश्यन् कर्तुमर्हसि. एंड हियर भगवान इवन brings to Arjuna's notice the great karma yogis, but the great who were not sannyasis, nenses, the kings, but still they were jnanis. Rajarishayaha, Rajarshayaha. So Janaka was well known as Rajarshi. Rajarishi, Rajarshihi. Janaka was a king, had a tremendous responsibility of playing the role of a king. At the same time, he was very revered as a person of wisdom. He was a wise person, a jnani, but still he was not free from activities. He was very busy. Physically, he had a tremendous responsibility. He was involved in all activities as a king. So being a jnani does not prevent a person from doing activities. Even though the jnani does not need to do anything. There's no requirement for a jnani to do anything. But still, jnanis continue to be in actions for the welfare of the world. But there's no doership and jarship, therefore their karma is a non-binding action because it is only abhasaha. So here he says, King Janaka, etc. Karmana evahi samsiddhim asthitaha. Samsiddhi means here absolute accomplishment, absolute success. Absolute success, there's no greater success than accomplishing moksha. So samsiddhi, the absolute success in terms of moksha. Samsiddhim asthitaha. Karmana eva hi. Because he says, janakadayaha. Karmana eva hi. Purve, before, kshatriyaha vidvamsaha. Not only brahmanaha vidvamsaha, kshatriyaha vidvamsaha. They were wise people who were kshatriyas. And they samsiddhim, moksham gantum asthitaha pravruttaha. They were involved in activities, and only by performing activities alone, they were aspiring for moksha. And they accomplished also. Who? K. Janakadayaha. So, vidvamsaha, kshatriyaha vidvamsaha, samsiddhim is equal to moksham, gantum asthitaha. Moksham gantum asthitaha pravruttaha. Karmana eva. Only by performing their duties, they were aspiring for moksha, they accomplished also. Who ke janakadayaha? So, janakaha is one king. Adayaha means etc. There must have been not only janaka, there are many other kings. So here, Shankara Upada gives one more name, Ashwapatihi. Janakaha, one king. Ashwapatihi is another king. And Prabhut, he also leaves Adi Shabda, Prabhutayaha. There are many kings such as Janaka and Ashwapati, etc. All of them, Rajarshis, the royal sages.
So, karmana evahi samsiddhim asitaha janakadayaha. Lokasangraham eva api sampashyan kartum arhasi. Lokasangraham eva sampashyan kartum arhasi. I'm going to the verse again. Arjuna, may you also perform your duties. You can perform all your duties considering, keeping in mind, having a focus on the welfare of the world. Lokasangraham eva sampashyan kartum arhasi. See, your moksha is only, what you are aspiring for is only in jnanam. For, I'm going to continue the next class. We'll stop now. So moksha is only in knowing the truth, being yours, your own self. You're discovering the truth as yourself, your moksha is there. It be very clear. One, this is very, very clear. If you know the value of moksha, then you're very clear. For that moksha, you cannot attain, you have to only discover. For which you have to discover your surup, yourself. What you need is only jnanam. Jnanam alone is needed for that moksha. But for that jnanam, you need mental preparation. Chitta shuddhi. And to accomplish that level of chitta shuddhi required for the attainment of jnanam, required for going through the disciplines for attaining jnanam. There's no choice. One has to live a life of karma yoga. And living a life of karma yoga means doing anything and everything, always considering the welfare of one's own self and welfare of the world around. You do anything for the always remembering, always having focus on the welfare of the world. Unless and until I live my life consciously, that I should not do anything which will disturb the order, then there's no way of becoming qualified for the attainment of jnanam. It's very simple. Lokasangraham eva sampashyan means always considering, having one's focus on welfare of the world, one should do one's duties. So doing one's duties always, having one's focus on welfare of the world means living one's life strictly a life, living a life of universal values. Thereby not disturbing the universal harmony. There's no way of doing things for the welfare of the world without, being conscious of not disturbing the order. Doing something for the welfare of the world means living one's life in conformity with dharma, thereby not disturbing the universal harmony, not disturbing the universal order. That is how we can do, you can be a contributor for the welfare of the world. So, karma, a jnani does his duties happily for the welfare of the world. A karma yogi should do his duties for happiness, having his focus on the welfare of the world. So being conscious of the welfare of the world, all other beings in the world, means strictly, thoughtfully living a life of values. A That Sri Bhagavan says, Lokasangraham eva api sampashyan kartum arhasi. Arjuna, you can do your duty. Always being conscious of the welfare of the world. We'll continue this class next week. So the Bhashyam part of this verse, Karmana Yavahiyan, the Bhashyam of this 20th verse, we'll see next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.